At this time, joining us, we have Dr. Jeremy Chapman, who is the medical director for SSM Health's Trefford Center and the Trefford Studios. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Now, this is a different subject. Now, from what I understand, we heard criticism that kids spend too much time indoors and on their devices, and health advocates say there are benefits to spending more time doing recreational activities outdoors. First off, do we spend too much time indoors?
Compared to previous generations, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny when we ask it like that, do kids spend too much time indoors? There's almost a subtext in there that it's as if the kids are the ones who are choosing this and, you know, making the mistake. And, of course, we all know when we think about it, it's upon us, the grown-ups, to facilitate that. But, of course, you know, you had a different generation when people were more latchkey, riding their bicycles around, meeting up at the playground until it got dark out. And, you know, I caught the tail end of that myself where we were had a little bit more freedom and trust from our parents. And maybe it was a little safer to go outside. But, you know, this, of course, for a variety of reasons, which we can get into, this is much more of an indoor generation. And it's not a great thing.
Do you think part of that is because of the isolation caused by the pandemic and the need to work at home or take classes at home?
Absolutely. I still remember, of course, when I was my then four-year-old's, you know, default teacher. My wife and I would log her in every morning to Zoom, and we have this whole spreadsheet with different links for each class, and we made a whiteboard with the plan for the day, and it was very odd. You know, she's 11 now, but half of her life was spent, you know, in the COVID era, and my younger two, you know, were born during it, and it definitely, not only was it a necessity then, we had to all do it, but it became a habit. It became an expectation almost that, you know, whatever percentage of our life is simply going to happen in front of our computers. And I think those habits were embedded, especially in younger folks' brains, that like, oh, I guess this is how much time a person spends indoors each day. The brain isn't thinking about the fact that it's due to a pandemic or anything like that.
Right. So let me ask you, are there health and mental health benefits to spending more time outdoors?
100%. You know, if I could prescribe one thing to promote positive mood, attention, energy, decreased anxiety, better sleep, connection with family, and physical health all at once, it wouldn't be a medication. It would be spending time together, you know, outdoors in the sun. And this is coming from, of course, a medical doctor whose job is to prescribe meds and do therapies, of course. But that's some of the most basic things you can do. So overlooked and underappreciated. I mean, something as simple as the fact that there were recent studies that showed that, you know, the best way to maintain a good circadian rhythm in bedtime is to be outside, and your brain takes cues from how much sunlight it gets during the day. That way, when it gets darker in the evening, it starts to know that it's time to, wind down for the evening. So there's no doubt a wide variety of research-backed, and I don't have the studies' names right now, but they're all out there, benefits of this. Absolutely.
Well, you kind of answered this, but is it okay to buddy up for outdoors activities? Because some people, well, they just feel awkward doing activities on their own.
Yes. Obviously, it's encouraged to buddy up, and I would say in pretty much any context. You know, when you do it with another person, whether it's a friend or a parent, you're not only enjoying the benefits of the weather and the fresh air, but also you're cultivating communication skills, turn-taking skills, sharing skills, and just general ability to integrate into society. Of course, if you're walking with someone else, then you have movement. If you're playing catch with someone else, then you have, you know, a little bit of a, you know, exercise element to it that's often more enjoyable than telling a kid to go play outside by themselves. But I also don't want to, you know, downplay. There are many people, maybe an only child, who will go and play with chalk on the driveway or swing on a swing set or go for a bike ride, and that's certainly absolutely worth it as well.
Yeah, I know when I was growing up, most sentences, so when it came to recreational activities, started out with let's, as in more than one, right?
That's a great point. And I'll tell you this. I dropped my two younger kids off at their second to last day of school today. And my older one's already done with school. And she said, Dad, we go for a bike ride? I said, well, I got a radio interview at 8:45, but I think if we're back by 8:20, it should be fine. And she got her, we just got her new bike. And we rode around the block. I jogged next to her because I haven't put air in my tires yet. So I jogged. And you know, we chatted while we did it. I mean, it wasn't just, can we cross the street yet? We got to spend a little bit of bonding time together. And what better way to do that than while we're enjoying some time outside? And it's just so, again, it's just so underrated and so overlooked.
Most schools are out now, although some of them have summer school that starts up. How do schools become more involved with getting kids outdoors?
Well, you know, of course, we all know that the nature of the school day has evolved or devolved over the years in some really unfortunate directions as schools orient more around state testing and getting the right, you know, getting their math scores up and stuff. And now you have schools where there's only gym a few days a week or one day a week or even not there, or recesses have decreased. So, I mean, maybe taking a step back to the old days when I know I had every day, we had like a lunch recess right after lunch where we ran around and, you know, got cramps or whatever. And then we had at least one 15-minute recess, you know, if not two, where we could shake our sillies out. We could, you know, be a little bit more free-spirited, you know, kind of self-directed play. And so for all those reasons, schools can just take a step back and think about what they used to do. You know, and it's funny because I would argue, and I don't have evidence for this, but I would argue that raising students who do spend outside outdoors, they spend time, you know, appreciating nature, they get that exercise and that fresh oxygen. I wouldn't be surprised if that could actually help the scores anyway. You know, it's a little bit misguided perhaps to think that if we just pound them with more practice tests and you know, problems and things like that, that they're just going to kind of get better scores and be more well-rounded people. We need to think about that. But schools can also, you know, you can, if it's nice out, bring the classroom outdoors, you know, have a walking class, you know, spend a day just observing the, you know, the bugs and the grass and the trees. I think we've lost the art of just observing and appreciating what's around us. People go outside, you're buried in your phone, or you're just thinking about getting to the car. And there's just an incredible world around us that, look, laying down on my front yard with my boy the other day, just looking up at the clouds and the leaves on the trees, what better way to spend some time? And you know, it's an incredible memory. It's so simple and it's free, you know, like it's just so accessible I can't recommend it enough.
All right. This is going to seem like a counterproductive question, but could you get some health benefits from doing some of the activities indoors during the winter? Not everybody is into cross-country skiing or whatever, you know. So.
Right. No, I have no need for the winter. It's funny. People, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, it's good. You know, we get the four seasons. We can appreciate summer better when we have winter. As far as I'm concerned, give me like 2 or 3 days of snow, make a couple snowballs, a snowman, go sledding once, and I'm good. Let's get back to summer. But with that said, it's a lot harder, especially in Wisconsin, to get outside, to, you know, to really do all those things during the wintertime. And yes, there's, look, shift into doing family board games, do, you know, reading, even movie night. But if you're together and you're enjoying it as a group, as a unit, that's great. And you also might, you know, not know this, but I am a part of a team that does a lot of work in finding the benefits of screen time. We have a website that we made, Psych Child, that's a channel as well, where we talk about ways to make video games and social media a healthy and even productive thing, where the family can build rapport with one another, or they can be educational, because screens are part of our lives now. And, you know, a lot of parents and educators and clinicians say, and of course, governments say, get it out of here, eradicate it. And that's not a realistic solution anyway. That kids are going to find their way to a screen. But B, it's a missed opportunity. I think there is a lot of good stuff that can be done, you know, indoors where you're playing games with your family, whether it's on a device or not. And again, I would, you know, happy to give links later to all of the places where we talk about those things.
Well, actually, we're running out of time. So if you wanted to give those now, be my guest.
Sure. Sure. So we have a website. It's PsychChild, PsychChild.com. And we have channels as well on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, et cetera. It's grant funded, so we're just building it as we speak, but we have more and more content there. And folks can hop over there. You can look up a certain game or a video, you know, or app, you know, your kid is on Discord app, and you say, "What the heck is Discord?" Well, you can go to sitechild.com/Discord and learn about Discord, or you can go in our search bar and search for a game, Fortnite, Minecraft, whatever it is, and learn about it. And we not just teach you how the game works, but we teach you questions you can ask your kid about it, you know, how to talk to them about it, how to get involved, how to sit down and be part of it. Because when you understand the things they're doing better, you can help. It helps you with transitioning off of it. It helps you connect with them. It's just generally good. So definitely stop by PsychChild, and we love doing talks at schools or departments and educating the parents and teachers about this stuff. And so you can totally reach out to us there. I'd love to speak to your group or your organization, wherever you are, about that stuff.
Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
We've been talking with Dr. Jeremy Chapman, the medical director for SSM Health Treffert Center and the Treffert Studios in Fond du Lac.